It was one of a series of that was done about a year ago. And obviously, when it went into isolation, somebody tweeted it as one postcard. It did look a bit sinister, and I'm really sorry for that.
Don't worry about that. I kind of knew that it had to be a joke, or it had to be someone seriously with problems, because who would do that about me for the last 10 years? But why did you, first of all, why did you pick me? And what was the point of the joke for you?
Okay,
you have to be careful now, aren't
you?
Yeah,
I do. Well, the point was, I do sometimes look in those newsagent windows, and it does make me laugh. Some of the real ones, they're just quite, some of them are quite odd. So it just came to me, and oh, it's a little project. I could just put some silly ones up and photograph them. So I did that. Now, I have to admit, Kate, that in my sort of stand-up set, it is a little bit based on you in some places.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit. So,
like, oh God, I'm going to have to come and see you now, aren't I?
Yeah.
This is good. You've got an extra member of your audience next time.
Slap me on stage. No, it's all lovely. There's no problems. But and so you were probably quite a natural choice for one of these postcards, shall we say. But
okay.
All quite normal. And I felt so bad because I had to spend the first 2 to 3 hours on Twitter just going, no, honestly, please, it's not real. It's not a problem. It's just a joke. So it's quite hard.
So you know, the thing is, this captured everyone's imagination, didn't it, this week? You've had it around for a while. I mean, what was it like for you to suddenly find, you know, one of your gags has become a Twitter sensation?
It was really strange because, like you say, it's over a year old, and I say it was one of 27. So to suddenly see it in isolation after a year, when I woke up and suddenly had this amazing amount of things on my timeline, I just don't understand. It was really bizarre, and it was I think my thumbs are killing me now after 2 days of tweeting about, you know. But it was really, really strange, and I don't know why it happens. I suppose it's something to do with, if it's quick, if it's very easy to read, it's quick, it's silly, you can read it on a train or something. It doesn't take long to just go, oh, yeah, I'll retweet that. I'm guessing, you know?
I mean, what do you think about things going viral in that way and the sort of accessibility of it and the speed of it when it takes off? Is it something that's made you tempted to do more gags on Twitter? Is it something that's always a bit disturbed you? I mean, what do you make of it?
I don't mind. I mean, nothing, in all honesty, I try and do is meant to be a prank or anything. It's all supposed to be just a project, and it's quite upfront that, you know, this isn't real. So I don't mind. I quite like it. I do lots of silly little projects anyway, and they do okay, you know. So I quite like the immediacy of it, to be honest with you. But I suppose the danger is that something that of a more serious content could go out of control, maybe something that someone tweets that's not true. And we've seen that, haven't we, with you know, allegations against certain people that just, you know, proven to be completely unfounded. So there's a danger there, I suppose. But for my sort of nonsense, it's great. I love it.